The Syrian tragedy is definitely back in the news. But have you heard what God is doing behind the scenes? The love of Christ is triumphing over tragedy, and the best part is you can be part of it all. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So there's a saying that goes, a picture is worth a thousand words. And the pitiful image of a Syrian toddler who lost his fight for freedom has become a rallying point for Europe. Stung into action, many countries are opening their borders to take in hundreds of thousands who are fleeing the civil war and terror of their homelands. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says they were already there.
We still are working with the programs that we have in the European Union, where we're doing some refugee centers and processing and helping them in terms of getting into life, language learning, job skills and things as they move on.
BGR also works in the countries that people flee from. Mostly, they help those who fall through the cracks.
We're doing it in a way to help really provide, food, shelter, skills, and things that people need to transition into new places, new lives. But we're also doing it in a way to make the truth and the love and the message of Christ known to those folks that we're working with.
So it's a victory shout of sorts. More details are at the end of the broadcast. Just like BGR was noting, hundreds of thousands of people in a refugee crisis can blur into one mass. But the Lord numbers each hair on their heads, and Christian Aid Mission is introducing refugees to Him in the Middle East. In Christ's name, local believers helped by Christian Aid Mission are bringing food to empty bellies and hope to weary souls. Stick around to learn how you can help too, and pray that as refugees learn about Jesus Christ, they'll trust their lives to Him for peace and salvation. You're listening to Mission Network News. Back in Syria,
there were 93 bombs dropped on the capital city in just one day.
Tom Doyle, vice president of E3 Partners Ministry, says tensions are picking up in Damascus.
People are sick of it, the war, the killing, but they have never been more open to Christ than they are today.
Medics are telling Reuters that over 500 Syrians have been killed since mid-August by the most intense bombing they've seen in 4 years of war. So it's hard to imagine anyone left in Syria. But thousands are still leaving daily. And now that you know, what will you do?
For Americans, it's very easy to hear the news, get discouraged, and say, oh, it's terrible. Well, we have Muslims coming into America. This is our time. This is the opportunity for us to reach out to Muslims with the love of Christ, especially ones like Syrian refugees that have nothing.
Let's take this next story in a different direction. Life Matters Worldwide, or LWI, recently held a parents' conference in Togo, Africa. You may wonder why they needed a conference, and do they really need training in parenting? Tom Lothamer of LWI says, yes.
They don't get a lot of teaching. For an example, what is the biblical role of the husband and the wife? Or how do you discipline your children? So people came from all over Togo to be a part of this particular conference. In fact, there was just over 2,000 people that attended.
LWI got to see Jesus at work in transforming lives and marriages, and they experienced some change themselves.
We go over there, hopefully, with our Togolese brothers and sisters to really encourage people. But the flip side happened, too. We were greatly encouraged. We were humbled by people who have so many needs and yet are so joyful in Christ.
They're hoping to recruit thousands more over the next 5 years. But first, they need a building and can only accomplish that goal with your help. And thousands of students in America are also being recruited. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is setting up stations on more than 100 campuses to encourage students to talk about their goals and how God's playing a role in that. Kids are opening up to spiritual change because they want to make a difference, and the change doesn't end when they leave the booth. InterVarsity is inviting them back to Bible studies. You can get connected to this and anything else you've heard today at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help pray for our world a little more effectively? Well, get our e-news delivered every morning to your inbox for free. Just go to missionnews.org and sign up. The emails feature pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.